Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Would have been nice tonight to be popping Frosties, but a game seven is forced as the Colorado Avalanche come back to beat the Dallas Stars. Colorado scores four straight in the third period to stay alive. Saturday night, 7 o'clock, game seven in Dallas. And that's what you fight for all year, to have that home ice advantage. Three fluky goals, folks. One off a double deflection, one off a missed shot, and one tipped off your teammate, Colin Blackwell. And that basically says all you need to know. It was just a game I felt as though the Stars were chasing all night. And that happens in Colorado. Colorado is just so tough on their home ice. They're a different team. And that gives you hope as a Stars fan. They are a different team in Denver than they are away from the building, meaning on Saturday night in Dallas. Because even if you look at the last two games, the narrative or the game recap is completely different. And then you look at the previous game before that in Colorado, when Colorado dominated. It was almost like Colorado took game four, pressed copy on their computer, paste on their computer, and that was game six. I give a ton of credit to the Stars. A ton of credit. We'll answer your tweets. I know a lot of you are upset. I got to tell you, I'm okay with this. Let's start with the fact that the Stars should not be here. And I'm not trying to dog any of the Stars players. I'm not trying to dog the Stars coaching staff. In fact, I want to do the opposite and prop them up. Because as mad as you are, once again, and I feel like I repeat this every podcast, take away Martin Natchez or take away Valeri Nichushkin and then take away Cale Makar. Because that's what's happening. That's what's happening with this Dallas Stars team. Two of their best players, Jason Robertson, Miro Heiskanen. And you can say injuries happen in the NHL. These aren't just any players. These are two of your best players. So to me, Colorado should have already won this series. Colorado was the favorite going in. Colorado was one of the favorites to win the Stanley Cup, much more than you were. You were with the Edmontons. And yet here we are going to a game seven. And that to me is so impressive with this Dallas Stars team. In the offseason, Jim Nill paid Jake Oettinger like an elite goalie. And Jake Oettinger, I don't care about goals against. I don't care about save percentage. Jake Oettinger is playing like an elite goalie in this series. You are not in this series without Jake Oettinger. What he did in the first period to hold the lead to what it was from Colorado, what he did in the second period, Jake Oettinger was terrific all night. And on the goals that were scored, like I said, three were fluky. He was kind of left out to dry. I think the goaltending advantage in Game 7 is 100% favorable towards the Stars. Let's talk about the emergence of a new line. The emergence of a line that I'm excited to see. And if they can sign Granlund next year, it'll come back. The Finn line. Roope Hintz, 4 points. Mikko Rantanen, 4 points. Mikael Granlund, 2 points. They were dominant tonight. They were all over the place. That is exciting. That's what you want in a game seven. And boy, let me tell you, everyone that thought that Mikko Rantanen and just prejudged that it was a bad trade. I completely get where you were coming from. I completely get that the points were not coming. But the whole time he was playing a terrific two-way game. And then Mikko Rantanen in the last two games, absolutely exploding. Just manhandling Colorado. They have no answer for him in these last two games. And him and Roope Hintz have developed a terrific connection. So even if Granlund leaves Hintz, and certainly Mikko Rantanen can combine for next year. Avs, 0-6 in their last game sevens. Pete DeBoer, 8-0 in their game sevens, including 3-0 against the Avalanche. So sure, could it come to an end? It might. I hate going to a game seven with this Avs team. But I just can't get out of the mind those fluky goals tonight. And if it happens this way in game seven, so be it. But I'm telling you, that's puck luck by the Avalanche, not necessarily skill. Now, they created other opportunities, 48 shots on net. You cannot allow 48 shots on net. You have to pick up trailers. You have to clean up around your net. Lehkonen in front. Yeah, I know it was a fluky shot that he tipped in. Nichushkin in front. Terrific play by him using the body, settling the puck, and knocking it in. But those are on the doorstep without coverage goals. That needs to be improved to winning Game 7. The Colorado forecheck emerges just like it did in game four. That gave the Stars pressure and problems at times. That needs to be corrected like it was in game five. Not enough pressure on Blackwood. Stars, to me, a lot of the night were spending a lot of time cycling on the outside. Need to come into the middle. I know it's easier said than done. That has to improve in game seven. But this is yours for the taking. This is why you fought so hard. It's your time. It's game seven. It's exciting. You should enjoy it. It's been an unreal series. I understand it's causing you heartache. I understand it's causing you to take antacid medicine. I get it. But it's also a great time to be a hockey fan in Dallas. And once again, can't stress it enough. You're the injured team here. And I understand that you can't use injuries as an excuse, but at the same time, how good is this team that they have an opportunity still to move on with their injuries? All right, let's get to your tweets. Adam Deacon says, fair few turnovers, which were avoidable and kept giving the Avs opportunities to drive to our net. That's the Avalanche forecheck, my friend. Slow start to period three cost us. Period two is pure class and showed what we can do. Guys got to have more faith in their ability. Makar is an embarrassing diver. Miro back for game seven. Okay, let's talk about that interference. So here's my issue. And luckily, the Avalanche didn't take advantage of that power play. Do I think Cale Makar sold it? Yes. Do I think it was a penalty? Yes. So what's the issue? They've been using picks the whole entire series, both teams, and now you're going to call a pick? With under 10 minutes left in the game six, now you're going to call the pick? Now you're going to call interference? The Stars have been doing interference. The Avalanche have been doing interference. It's all been let go, but now you're going to call interference? That's my issue. You can't just decide in game six, you know what? That's interference because the player sold it. Because, man, if I'm the Stars, I am diving. If I get even touched on my way to battling for a puck. So, yes, it was a penalty. Granlund skated to the area purposely to take out Cale Makar. But Makar sold it well, and I just think at this point you have to let that stuff go because you haven't called it before. David Kokas, Otter was under attack all night, and he was good enough to win. The Finns look solid, but this team being outshot and outhit is disappointing. Yeah, guys, the hit disparity tonight was evident. This team is hard to read and hope the Game 5 version shows up rather than this one having a feeling we could see Miro on Saturday. Sure we could. Let's see. Carrie Eddie, anti-Frosty, had to stop drinking before the buzzer. Hopefully we can all celebrate Saturday with a series winning double. Question, out of the 16 goals against and the three Stars losses, how many do you think Otter would want back? It's not zero, but not much more than that. Maybe two. Yeah, maybe two, Carrie. I think that's a fair amount. But geez, he's been so good. And that's why you sometimes have to overlook things like goals against, save percentage. You just got to overlook it. You don't want to, but you have to. Because when you watch the games, there's no problems. Kale says, first off, glad Bischel is okay. Scary stuff. I cannot believe Liam Bischel came back. I thought for sure he was done based on those effects, based on how he got up, based on how he was carried to the locker room. How did he come back in the third period? Otter continues to play great. Love our Finns. We will get one more healthy Finn for game seven. A lot of you are optimistic on Haskinen. Puck luck is drunk. Crack a Frosty and offer it up to the puck luck gods. I'm going to do that tomorrow night. Yes. Evan White, like practically every game this series will come down to the slimmest of margins and Lady Luck will make her pick. Proud of the Stars to have fought back to take the lead at the end of the second, but with their current defensive core, no lead is safe. Michael says, I'm concerned the Stars left it all out there tonight and have nothing left for game seven. Oh, I think they have something left, Michael. They didn't deserve to win this, but had a chance. No one get now one game to take. At least it's at home, and Pete is undefeated in game seven. You know, to Michael's point, I have to say I thought Colorado was a better team tonight. I really did. They came out. They exerted themselves. We talk about game plans, what needs to do. The Stars needed to get to the front of the net. They did not. Stars had to have more pressure on Blackwood. They did not. Stars needed to break the Colorado forecheck. They did at times, but not throughout the night. Colorado needed to exert their forecheck, use their speed. They did both. Fuzzy says, no more Frosties for me, amigo. I just need sleep and to forget that game ever happened. I know, it's tough. It's tough, Stars fans. I get it. Dylan Moreland, they say you make your own luck, and boy, did the Stars make some bad ones for themselves tonight. Here's hoping Pete DeBoer can keep that winning percentage in Game 7s going. Yes. Paul Floyd, three terrible bounces decided that game. They were big. Those are big, bad bounces. Andrew Buck, Wyatt was minus five. Not all his fault. That line had a poor performance tonight. Yeah, I would definitely agree with you. They were not the best line. They didn't do anything of note offensively either. Clint Dickinson, three, maybe four fluky puck luck type goals. If just one of those stays out, it's a whole different hockey game. Hockey gods owe us a few. Nothing like a game seven. Also, shout out to Otter, who was outstanding tonight. Yeah, puck luck, man. It decides playoff series and playoff games. The Stars certainly got a little puck luck in game number five for two quicks. I mean, someone was going back and forth telling me that it wasn't puck luck as far as the Wyatt Johnston first goal. I mean, it was definitely a skill shot from Wyatt Johnston, but just the fact that Colorado was looking up in the air and couldn't necessarily find the puck to clear it, that certainly was a little bit lucky for the Stars. Why Joe number 53 is elite? Playoff hockey, am I right? Thought the Stars were right there, if not for the bad puck luck. But bad puck luck can lose a series this close. Yes, it can. There are lots of reasons to be confident with this opportunity. Too bad the L took all the luster off of Ottawa and the Finns' performance. That's why we're talking about them tonight, because they were both absolutely terrific. Why, Joe? Just a pleasure to watch. And this is why it's exciting, because you bottle this up, folks, and Mikko Rantanen is not leaving town. You have yourselves a 100-point performer, a dominant performer, a guy that's going to have an offseason to settle in Dallas, to get a training camp under his belt in Dallas, to work with his teammates in Dallas. I'm telling you, this is going to be absolutely fun watching Mikko Rantanen next year. How way he? Frosties don't taste as good tonight. Puck just bounced the Avs way. Happens when you put almost 50 shots on goal. However, I'm feeling good about Game 7 because of DeBoer's track record, that home cooking at AAC, and how our top line is now fully awake. Listen, they have to establish themselves quick. They have to be heavy in this game physically. Heavy. They have to really put the pressure on Makar and McKinnon and slow down this Colorado team, because it just seems as though when you free skate, so to speak, Colorado has the advantage. Colorado is playing their game tonight. Robbie G, hard to say we deserve that one, even though it was great to see the fight. We get a lead, gave way too many opportunities, not for Ottawa. And if it wasn't for Otter, that game was over in period one. Here's to hoping we play up to our level in game seven. Yes. Christopher DeHardy, can't get outshot like that and expect to win. Miro, time to suit up, buddy. It's going to be a game time decision, folks. Noah Brown, I really don't even know what to say. Feel like I need a drink after that. Unreal. Hopefully the puck luck will shift more our way in game seven. At least we have home ice. Yeah, absolutely. You fought for it. Do you think Miro plays in game seven? I think there's a real good chance, but I'm not going to force it. If he's ready to go and he says he's ready to go and the Stars training staff says he's ready to go, here's the thing. I need to feel 100% comfortable that he's ready to go, because I can't have any kind of liability on my ice. And you could say, Gavin, 70% Miro Heiskanen is 100% better than some of the defensemen on the ice. But I don't know if that's necessarily the case. So if he's 100% ready and he wants to go, and the Stars training camp feels, the staff feels as though he's ready to go, then let's do it. Let's get him back. But I just don't want to risk anything long-term for one game, because Miro's young. He's got a lot of years ahead of him. The Thack Man, Aaron Thacker. My issue in watching the game was when there was the physicality tonight. You would see it in glimpses, but it was not consistent. Although if you score four goals in a game, you cannot lose games like that in the playoffs. All right. Husky says, I don't know, Gavin. I'm extremely furious at what I saw tonight. Stars had so many chances to get out of this with a win. They should. I said net front D got in the way tonight. Yeah, that is certainly something they need to improve on. You cannot allow net front goals to happen three times, let alone once. Unacceptable. Hello, unnecessary game seven. I'll just say this, Husky. You are right. But I'll also say Colorado is really good. They get paid as well. They were on their home ice. They were the desperate team. They were facing elimination. So, of course, they stepped up because they're a darn good team. Now it's Dallas's turn. It's very similar in tennis. Now you have the serve, and you should win your serve. Belfour's Billions. The Finns are like half the team, though, so that's good. Yep, they are. Simon Cave, have the Avs just used up all their luck? Yes, you make it, but come on, that was ridiculous. Yes, sir. Certainly fortuitous bounces tonight. Jordan H., unfortunately, when you score on yourself, you deserve to lose. Total lack of awareness by Sam Steele. He just panicked. Jordan's talking about that clear by Sam Steele, which went off of Blackwell. Otter and Miko were incredible tonight. This loss makes me sick. I'm so glad that so many of you see how well Jake Ottinger played tonight. Because if you look at the score and you look at the goals allowed and you look at the save percentage, you know, on surface, if you didn't watch the game, you don't think your goalie showed up. And it was quite the opposite. Belfour's Billions went on to say, probably a June question, but given how well Granlund has clicked with Hintz and Rantanen and how Duchesne has faded again in the playoffs, do the Stars prioritize Duchesne or Granlund for next year? It's a really, really good question. I personally feel as though you need to talk to both of them and see what the price tag is. So Nashville has a lot to pay on Matt Duchesne next year. So if Duchesne is willing, he will come at a cheap price. Not the best series for Matt Duchesne, and I know Matt Duchesne was pressing really hard to have a great series. But maybe he'll come up huge in Game 7 like he did last year. But I absolutely think Mikael Granlund has been terrific, and I would love to see him stay here. I hope he's happy here, but he just does so many things well. And thank you guys for pointing out that I kept saying that he's going to come up with a big goal. You just knew it was coming. He's just in the right spot at the right time, and man, does he look good with Miko Rantanen and Roope Hintz. And that allows you to drop Robertson down, which is awesome. Greg Lunez, opinion. That was once again absolutely hard performance by everyone outside of the Finns and Otter. How do they continue to play with such little fire? I don't know. I thought, Greg, I think they tried their hardest tonight. I just think certain players showed up as far as on the score sheet and others didn't. Yeah, not the best game for that second line. Wyatt Johnston, Dadonov, and Ben, fourth line. I thought they pressed at times, but, you know, didn't put as much pressure as they could at times. So clearly it was the Finn line that propelled this team to a potential win tonight. But I don't think it was a hard performance, but they need to be better defensively. Dart Wyatt goal wasn't fluky. He scored that three times now. Just bad play from Blackwood. He's talking about the previous game where I said it was a fluke goal. So I personally think when Colorado Avalanche players are looking up in the air and they can't find the puck and it drops down and Wyatt Johnston knows what to do with it, that's kind of fluky. All right. So a lot of you on social media are talking about the dive of Cale Makar. And once again, I think that's a penalty. But in the NHL, they have not been calling pick plays, so I don't know why. And I hope you understand my understanding. I'm with you. It's just my reasoning's different. I do think Makar sold it. But at the same time, Granlund clearly made physical contact. When you slow it down, it's interference, but they never call it.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So, game seven, Saturday night, 7 o'clock, Rockin' Barn, Frosty's a popping. Let's go, right? Let's put this one, like Pete DeBoer says, in the rearview mirror and let's go. This is why you play. This is why you fight all season. And we kind of figured going into this series that this could be a game six or a game seven. So it comes down to one game. I'm excited for it. Hopefully, I've kind of given you an optimistic spin. What they need to improve upon. What Colorado did one that they well that they have to eliminate going into a game seven. But just remember, game one, Colorado played well. But Colorado is a different team away from Denver, and the Stars have to exploit this. So it's going to be really exciting Saturday night. I'm so glad you guys are along for the ride. We will get you ready for game seven with some podcasts tomorrow. So we'll get you ready on Spits and Suds in just a few hours with some new, fresh perspectives. We'll kind of put this behind us and focus on game seven and what needs to happen. And that will happen in just a few hours right here on Spits and Suds. Until then, thank you so much for listening. Saw some new reviews up on Apple as far as Spits and Suds. Don't forget, just take a moment and give us your rating, hopefully 5 stars. Tell us why you love Spits and Suds. It helps us a great deal. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. More episodes coming out in just a few years, a couple few hours. Until then, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. Have a great day, everyone.